Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, how can somebody learn to understand Japanese candlesticks better?
That's a really good question, Hugh. I think I can only really speak from my point of view, but the two things that have helped me the most were the Thomas Bulkowski books, which you can, and specifically the Encyclopedia of Chart Patterns. So, and I'll link that up in the show notes. But I think, you know, I found some of the books on Japanese candlestick patterns to be, quite honestly, they were unreliable. What I found was that when I tested those patterns in Forex Tester, they just didn't work. So I'll give you an example. So like there's the three soldiers pattern where you have, like, for example, three bullish candles in a row, really nice big, you know, bullish candles that close up near the high. And that's supposed to be like an, you know, like a trend continuation pattern or whatever. I found that to be totally worthless. I mean, maybe you can do like the opposite. And the same thing with like the little doji, where you have like this little neutral candle, like a really small candle where it opens and closes about the same spot. It looks like a little doji. Like those can be reversals, or they can be trend continuation depending on the overall pattern of the candles around there. So I didn't find any of the pure Japanese candlesticking resources very useful. What I did find most useful was to simply find those patterns that Bulkowski had identified, and then I tested them in Forex Tester. And just spending time in Forex Tester, you'll probably find some, you know, that you notice. Like, for example, that happened with the Acapulco trade, and I can put a video in for you guys in the show notes on the Acapulco trade. But that's how that came about. Was I just noticed in Forex Tester, I would see this pattern over and over again, and I thought, this is going to go, you know, it's going to go. Like, this is a trend continuation. And that's how that came about, was just seeing it happen over and over again. So that's what I would say. I say, make your own decisions and find out what works for you. But I have to say, you know, a lot of those Japanese candlestick books are not nearly as good, at least from my point of view, as the Bulkowski book. So I would stick with the Thomas Bulkowski books. And, you know, he has data on stocks. So what I had to do was when I first started trading, there was one Forex book, and there was a lot of stock technical analysis of stock books, and Bulkowski was the one that really helped me the most, that Encyclopedia of Chart Patterns. But he has several out there, and you know, that will give you some ideas on what, you know, what sort of patterns you might want to test. So that's how I did it. So maybe that'll be helpful for some people.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's great advice. Sometimes you know, people write books and they don't really test it, so you know, it's good to test it yourself, right?
Exactly right. Yep. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay. Thanks, Walter.